This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It seems to be the season of vultures perching on posts. Every morning and some afternoons, I spot turkey vultures sitting on fence posts, perhaps resting up for a day of soaring, or perhaps resting between soaring the skies. Really no scientific evidence about any of this, just my observations. You know, when the turkey vultures first arrive around us, it seems like they soar all day long. They must wake up and say to themselves, I'm going to soar all day today. Yeah, maybe it occurred to me that maybe that's something you said to yourself at the commune when you woke up. I'm going to soar all day today. but anyway, early in the summer, it's the season of vultures soaring. But now, as we head towards, dare I say it, head towards fall, it seems to be the season of turkey vultures perching between soars. It of course, coincides with many other seasons. It's the season of that pesky annual boodaloo, needle grandma. hey, it's native, but it's the season of cinnas blooming. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Woody cinna is a blast of bright yellow on the slopes of the Mule Mountains, along the lush, weedy blacktop roads, the two-lane blacktops. You see the slender pod cinna blasting away in yellow as well. It's the season of velvet pod mimosa on the same slopes, on those mule mountain slopes, small thorny shrubs, thorny as in rose thorns, you know, that claw, that hook, but unbelievable pink flower clusters, cylindric spikes of pink flowers. So a slope covered in velvet pod mimosa will be pink, really pink, and if it is overcast, the flowers keep that color. But late morning sun on those pink spikes fades them to white, and you'll need to wait till morning for the new pink floral show. The genus Mimosa, by the way, is not the same as the common name Mimosa that's applied to or used for the exotic ornamental small lush pink flowering tree. What is that? That's called Albizia jubilissima, I think. But and it's an ornamental all over the United States, that common name Mimosa. In the native, listen to this, in the native department, we have four mimosas in southern Arizona. Large thickets of the mimosa called Wait a Minute Bush can be found on the land that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojalote. And when it flowers, a subtle sweet scent permeates the grassland. The flowers of Wait a Minute Bush don't hold a candle to the hot pink flower spikes of the velvet pod mimosa. Velvet pod, that name, velvet pod, must refer to the slight fuzziness of the seed pod. You'll have to look up fuzziness in the glossary of your favorite flora. The seed pod is like a bean pod, like a miniature mesquite pod. That's what it's like. Yeah, yeah. And it has a few thorns on it, which may explain also the specific epithet of Dicocarpa, which translates as bad fruit. Hey, and now you know more than you wanted to know, and you didn't even have to ask about the season of velvet pod mimosa. You know, the milder days that monsoons produce usually means around our place, it's the season of daytime rattlesnakes, two species found around us in the grassland, the western diamondback and the Mojave rattlesnake. It's not unusual to see one or the other stretched out across your path on mild days or crawling along a dirt road. So it's a season of daytime diamondbacks. And some caution is used in this season. It's the season of desert box turtles, and some days I'll see three or four around our place. The ones that wander by our 1991 Marvelette are always offered a treat before they move on like little hobos moving down the pike. Yeah. So many seasons are going by. Well, I mean, simply, it's the season of many seasons as we head towards, yeah, I want to say it, fall. So that's the report from the land where vultures perch on posts between soars and velvet pod mimosas brighten the morning slopes. The desert is so beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.